what is the nature of the din. And we mentioned that there's a machlokas harishon and how to understand the idea of the gulderel, that if we have a tarobus of yavish v'yavish, min b'mino, let's say. We mentioned there are two types of tarobus in this, yavish v'yavish and there's lach v'lach. But we didn't also discuss that there are different types of tarobus within each category. Right? There's what's called min b'mino and min b'sheno mino. If you have things of the same type, that's called min b'mino, different chatichos. Some are issa, some are heta, but they're all chatichos of basa. That's called min b'mino. Min b'sheno mino is where you have chatichos basa with other elements. You have a tavshil, potatoes, and basa. That's not the same type. That's called min b'sheno mino. So if you have a tarobus of min b'mino, yavish v'yavish, we know that min ha'tara chad b'trei batu. Chad b'trei batu. That there's bitul b'rov. What's the nature of that halacha? So we said that there are two ways to look at this, that either the Torah allows us to rely on rov, that if you take a chaticha from the mixture, and you want to eat that chaticha, then you can assume that it's heter. If most of the chatichas are heter and only a miut is issa, so you can rely on the fact that the chaticha that you're eating is a chaticha shel heter. That's one way to look at bitul b'rov. The other way to see it is that bitul b'rov is not just relying on rov, that we assume that the chaticha that you're taking is a chaticha shel heter. But rather, the concept of bittul means that there's a transformation, that the isra is nefach lios heter. Isra actually turns into heter. So it's not that we can rely on the fact that you're taking a chaticha shel heter. The reality is any chaticha that you take is going to be heter, because even the chaticha's isra became a chaticha's heter. The Rosh in Chulin takes the second approach. He takes the more creative approach, the Mechudesh Dika approach, that Isser is Nefach Lios Heter as a result of Bittul Berov Tarobus of Yavish V'Yavish. And because of that, he says that you'd be allowed to eat all the Chatichos Bevas Sachas. One individual would be allowed to eat all the Chatichos at one time. Aye, but we know that you're eating a Chatichas Isser. How is it permissible to do that? The answer is, the Rosh holds that the Isser is Nefach Lios Heter. There is no Isser here. So everything that you're eating is a Chatichas Heter. So then there's no problem. There's no problem to eat all of the chatichas because it's all heter. It's all heter. Rashba, on the other hand, Rashba in Teres Abayis, disagrees. And he claims that you can't eat, one person can't eat everything bevasachas. If one person wants to eat a bezachazah, Dr. Rashba, that's fine. Sit. If one person wants to eat all of the chatichos bezer chazer, that's fine, but he can't eat it bevasachas, because if he eats it bevasachas, then we know that the maisachila that he's doing is the maisachila of Issa. But if he eats it bezer chazer, then it's going to be fine. Tosfos goes one step further and says that one person can't eat it, even bezer achazer. Multiple people can eat it, but one person can't eat it. I believe, but there's no maisachila shalissa that he's doing. No, but there's one person that we know is eating a chatichas issa. That's the problem. What are the Rashba and Tosfos assuming? They assume that Bittul Berov doesn't transform the Isser into Heter, but it's rather that the Torah allows us to assume that the Chaticha that you're eating is a Chaticha Heter. Right? So comes the Rashba and says that as long as in the Maisa Achila that you're doing, we don't know for sure that you're doing a Maisa Isser, then it's okay. But if you're eating it all Bavasachas, then we know that you're doing a Maisa Isser. Or if Adam Echad is eating it according to Tosfos, we know he's doing a Maisa Isser. So even if it's Bezachas, according to Tosfos, that would still be a problem if it's one person. So that seems to be what the Machlokas Rishonim is. Do we assume Bittul Berov really transforms the Isser into Heter? Or do we say that, no, the Torah just allows a person to eat from the Tarobes because we can assume that what he's eating is Heter? So some of the Talmidim came over to me during Seder, and they were trying to understand what the lumdus is. We mentioned Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon Shkop. They both try to work on what's the source of Bittul Berov. We know Rov from Bezdin, so what's the relationship between Bittul Berov and Bezdin? So they wanted to suggest that maybe when it comes to Bezdin as well, even though we use Rov to be Koveya, what the Psakdin should be, but the Gemardin has to emerge from the entire Bezdin, so the Miyot is Kamisha Eino, like Tosis and Bava Kama says. The miyad is kamisha eino, it dissolves into the bezdin. It's as if the miyad agrees with the rov. That's mamish what the Rosh is saying, that the isser is nefach lios heter. It's one unit, everything is the same, it's all heter. So what are the others going to assume? What does Rashba and Tosis assume? So I think we alluded to this in Shir, but just to clarify, perhaps they hold that maybe the psak din of bezdin only has to come from rov of the bezdin. As long as the Beis Din begins with the Masa Umata with the full number, we're talking about Dinei Nefoshos, so you have to start with a number of 23 Dayanim. Talking about Dinei Mamonos, you have to start with 3 Dayanim. As long as you start with that number for the Masa Umata in the case, maybe it's not necessary that the Psak Din emerges from the whole Beis Din. That's the whole point, is that if there's a Psak Din Al Pi Rov, if Rov of the Dayanim agree with one, with the Psak, so then the Gemar Din can emerge from them. Aye, but you're not going to have a full Beis Din. No, you had a full Beis Din from the beginning. So they assume that the Psak is not emerging from everyone. It's emerging from the Beis Din because it's coming from Rov of the Beis Din. The Miut is part of the Beis Din, but they're not agreeing with the Rov. If you assume like that, if you extrapolate from Rov of Beis Din to Issa V'Heta to Tarovis, it comes out that the Issa is not Nefach Lios Heta. The Issa is Issa, the Heta is Heta, but we're paskening based on the Rov. We're assuming that you're eating a chaticha second, and therefore it's going to be permissible. Okay, so these are the two approaches in Bitl Barov, with the first nafkamina as to whether one person can eat all the chatichas with asachas. What are other issues that might hinge on this question? So there are two more issues that I think might hinge on this question. First of all, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba. He talks about a situation called Isser Mashach. You know that some Isurim, most Isurim Shabbat Torah, are what's called Isurei Tam. That the Torah prohibits eating this item, and if there's a Tarovis of this item with other items of Heter, so then if it's no same Tam in that Tarovis, then it's going to Asa the whole Tarovis. And that's most circumstances, Nevela and Chela, most Macholas Asuros are Isurei Tam. They're not Asa B'mashu, they're Asa B'shishim, as we'll find, right? There's actually a Macholas in the Gemara, if Kol Isur and Shabbat Torah is B'shishim, B'meya, right? We started the Sugya today, Baruch Hashem. Right, but we pass him that it's b'shishim. That means that it's no sin tam until shishim, in most circumstances. If it's no sin tam, it'll be a problem. If it's not no sin tam, it won't be a problem. There are certainly surim in the Torah that are really surim mashu. Right? I shouldn't even say in the Torah. There's a chumras derabbanan. There are certain chumras that Chazal added that certain items are asur b'mashu. The most classical example for us is what? Chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'pesach is asur b'issa mashu. Have a tarovis of chametz, it's going to aser even b'mashu. So what's the din? Let's say a person has a tarovis of min b'mino, of chametz b'pesach, right? Min b'mino, and this rov heter, this miot iser, is that going to aser b'mashu? Is that going to aser b'mashu? So comes the Rashba, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and says that it is going to aser b'mashu. If you have the packet, let's look on together. Yosef. It's on page 5. The Harash Bakosav Shenirali Shlo Amru Diyovish Diyovish Chad Betray Botil Elevi Yisurei No Sintan. So then that's fine. Yovish biyovish is batal chad betray. So that's by yisurei tam. Batal chad betray by yisurei tam. Min b'mino yovish biyovish is batal chad betray. And then if it's no sin tam, if it's lach balach, so then you're going to need shishim. If it's min b'shein omino, so then you'll need shishim. Even if it's min b'mino, we pass kentaka that you need shishim. But that's talking about yisurei tam. Aval b'chol yisurim she'echmiru b'hem la'osam l'mala mechdei nesin astam. It says in Rashba, any yisurim, Chazal l'machmer on them, to ask even more than nesin astam, v'tzon olomar l'mayla mishishim, ein hevesh ben yovesh l'bolum. There's no difference between yovesh b'yovesh as opposed to lach b'lach. Sh'arei lo machmas taimim b'lvad osrim, melachomer she'echmiru b'yisurim eilum. Says the Rashba, if you're talking about an Issa Mashu is gonna aser b'mashu. It doesn't matter whether it's Yavish b'Yavish, Lach b'Lach, it's gonna aser b'mashu. You would have thought if it's Yavish b'Yavish, why should it aser b'mashu? Yavish b'Yavish is normally batul chad betray. So Zok the Rashba, no. If it's an Isser of Tam, right, so then it'll be batal chad betray yavish b'yavish. But if it's an isser mashu, so then chazal amachmer on it. Chazal amachmer, even though I have rov, so what did I have rov? Chazal amachmer, to say that it's asa b'mashu, so then even if I have rov, it's not going to help me. It's not going to help me. Says the Beis Yosef, jumping down to two lines to the bottom, V'davar baruch hu she'ein tzedakah shel harosh. Says the Beis Yosef, clearly the Rosh disagrees with that. Elishu sover, the lagami nizvah b'l'chad betrei yavish b'yavish, v'chazar kol hetagomer. The Rosh holds that lagami nizvatel, that tarobus of yavish b'yavish min b'mino, if you have chad betrei, it's lagami nizvatel. And then chazar kol hetagomer, that's a key line, underline that those words. Chazar kol yos hetagomer. So even if it's talking about an isser mashu, it shouldn't be a problem. The Rosh holds that tarovus of yavish biyavish of chametz v'pesach is mutter even ba'achila. So why isn't chametz aser b'mashu zok the Rosh? But if you have a rov min haTorah, it's batel chad b'tshrei. What does Bittul Berov tell me according to the Rosh? Bittul Berov tells me that the Isser is Nefach Liyoseter. So if the Isser is Nefach Liyoseter, there is no Isser here anymore, says the Rosh. So if there is no Isser, it's not Shayat that the Chachamim are going to be Machmer on this. The Chachamim are Machmer on the Isser Mashu after the Bittul Berov. But they can't be Machmer after the Bittul Berov. After Bittul Berov, there is no Isser here, so there's nothing to talk about. What's the Rashba assuming? The Rashbu says that by Isser Mashu, Taka will be Aser. Isser Mashu is going to Aser by Tarobus of Yavish V'Yavish Mevimino. What does he hold? He holds that even though I have a Bittul Berov, but the Isser is still here. It's just the reason why I'm allowed to eat the Tarobus is because we assume that the Chaticha that I'm eating is a Chaticha Seta. And for that reason, the Rashba says I can't eat a Bevasachas, because then I know that I'm eating a Chaticha Seta. For the self-same reason, Zot the Rashba, by Isser Mashehu, even if I have Rov, it's not going to help me, because the Rov didn't get rid of the Isser. The Rov just allowed me to eat the Tarobus because I can assume I'm eating Heta. But because the Isser is there, if the Chachamim are machmer on that Isser to say that it's not going to be Batel Berov, so then the Chumah Derabbanan is going to kick in. But according to the Rosh, the Chumah Derabbanan never kicked in because Batel Berov already told me there is no Isser here. So there's no Isser, there's no room for the Chumah Derabbanan to kick in. According to the Rashba, there is room for the Chumah Derabbanan to kick in because the Din Batel Berov didn't get rid of the Isser. It just created a scenario that now I'm allowed to eat the Tarot because I can assume that I'm eating Heter. Because the Isser is still there, then we can understand the Chacham are going to be Machmer by Isser Mashu, and they'll say that even if I have Rov, you're still not going to be able to eat it. Okay, so this is the second issue that might hinge on this question as to how to understand the Bittul Berov. Okay, what do we have so far? Right, La'ochlan, Lecho kol achatichos, the Basachas. That's one issue that hinges on the question of what the nature of Bittul Berov is. And the second issue is Isurei Mashu. Isurei Mashu shenisbatlu berov yavesh biyavesh. So you assume once it's nisbatlu berov, then the Isur doesn't exist, and then the chumra of Mashu, like the chometz bepesach, is not going to kick in. But you say, no, the Isur is still there. The Isser is still there. It's just I can eat the Tarobus because I assume I'm eating Heter. But by Isser Mashu, since the Isser is still there, Chazal can be Machmer and say that you're not allowed to eat from it. The third and final Nafgamina is what's the din if you're Mevashel the whole Tarobus together? Bishel HaChatichos Yachad. Until now, we've been talking about eating the Tarobus before it's Mevashel. Right? There's no Bishel taking place. Each Chaticha in the Tarobus is separate. It's unique. It's standing alone. It's together in the Tarobus, but each one is not no same time. It's not nivlal into the other Chatichas. Right? That's how we started our whole discussion. Tarobus of Yavish B'Yavish is a Tarobus of Sofek. It's not a Tarobus of Blila. There's no mixing of the taimim, mixing of the liquids. So in that case, we say that there's Bittul Berov. There are two approaches. What's the din if I cook the Chatichas together? Now there's Blila. Now it's a tarovus of what? Define it for me. Tarovus, not of Yavish B'Yavish, it's tarovus of lach b'lach. What's the type? Lach b'lach, min b'mino. Right? Before it was a tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish, min b'mino, because the chatichos are all the same. It's just one is Isser, a number are heta. Now you have a tarovus of lach b'lach, but it's still min b'mino. There's no min b'shen amino over here. Right? Everything is the same type. What's the din in such a case? If you mevashel the chatichos together. So the Rosh made a statement about that. Rosh had a hemshich from his yisod of what Bittul Berov is all about, so he had a shita about Bishol Kol HaChatichos B'Yachad.
study the Rosh Hashanah. The problem with jumping from Gemara to Gemara, you have to be able to find it again. Like, where's the Hilkach? Oh! Hilkach Nire. Says the Rosh, if you mavash all the chatichas together, it's mutter. The law mean in the heat of kol zman shu yavei shubotol v'roh mikavakam kishubishlo nifla time of osa. Don't tell me, look, when it was a teros of yavish v'yavish, there was no belila. So then, it's botol v'roh. But once there's a belila, so then it's osa, then the tam is nifla. The tam from the chaticha comes out, it mixes with the chatichas. So how can you be mater? The chatichas isa was no sin tam to another chaticha. Okay, it's not classical Nesinas Tam, because normally Nesinas Tam means that the Tam is Nirgash, you can taste the Tam. If it's Min Bemino, they all taste the same. That's something important to keep in mind. Right, when we talk about the Sugi of Tam Ke'ika, we're really talking about a Tarovis of Min B'She'eno Mino. And the Tam is Nirgash. You have a Chatichas Heter, it's being Osin Tam into a Cholent, let's say, potatoes and barley and whatnot. It's not the same, so that's why it can taste the basa. But if you put a chatichas nevel or a chatichas shchuta, there's no nesinas tam there per se. We're using the idea of nesinas tam in the sense that there's a blila of the liquid inside. It's not a real nesinas tam, but there's a plata, and it's gonna mix with the other. So after Rosh, l'matzinu davra mutter la'ochol shehei tziro asa. You don't find a davra that's mutter that its tzir is going to be asa. What does that mean? We don't find a davar hamutah that the tzir is asa. Bittul Barov tells me that the chatichas iser is nefach lios heter. It's a davar hamutah. So the tzir, the liquid, the lachus that's coming out, the tam, so to speak, right? The tam that's coming out, that's mixing with the other chatichas, that's not a tam shel iser, that's a tam shel heter, says the Rosh. It was nefach lios heter. So even if you mavashel all the chatichas biyachad, it's still heter gomer. You can eat the whole tarovis because everything is mutter over here. The Rosh Lashitas. Comes the Rashba and says, nothing doing. Rashba and Torah Sabayis has his yisod. He says, Apol yobish bi yobish yochel echel kol hachaticha b'fnei atzma, ochel kol hachaticha b'fnei atzma. Uksha ochel zu, ani omer lo zo hi asura, b'chem echel achas v'achas. You can eat ish chaticha, because I say it's chaticha set, it's not chaticha isa. Up the Rashba, the Dafka lecho kolachas b'fnei atzma, hafa levashlan yachad osir. Says the Rashba, you can only eat the tarovis one by one. Bezeach hazeh. But levashlan yachad is osir. Shari chazar ha'isur le'isari v'mahetav areihu k'shari surim ha'nivlalim. Says the Rashba, if you're going to be mevashel, so then the isur is nivla with the heter. It's like holy isur and shabbatot, which is going to be osir. What's the Rashba saying? The only heter of Vittel Barov is to eat them bezeh hazeh. That's the yisod of the Rashba. And why is it only mutter bezeh hazeh? Because the issa really is here. It's just the Torah allows me to assume that when I eat the tarovis, I'm only eating the chaticha seter. I eat this chaticha, it's a chaticha seter. And then I eat the next chaticha, it's also a chaticha seter. If I started with chad bechad, one issa, one heter, that's not a rov. That I'm not allowed to eat. If I eat a chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, one is a chatichas iser and the other is a chatichas heter, what's the din? This is a new question. Right? Let's say I have two chatichas. One is nevela and the other is besar shkuta. And I eat one of these chatichas. What's the din? Does anyone know? What am I chayiv in this case?
You don't know which one is which?
I don't know which one is which, obviously. Yeah. What's the din?
There's no rose.
No rose, so what? You can't eat it, right? Can't eat that, right? Sfeika the rice lechura means I can't eat it. And what happens if I eat one of them? Does anyone know what it is? I'm chayv a carbon. You know what kind of carbon I'm chayv? Oshum tolu. Not a chatas. I'm only chayv a chatas if I violate an issa kares b'shogeg. Right? So if I eat chaylev b'shogeg, it's a chatichas chaylev. I just didn't realize that it was chaylev. So then I'm chayv a carbon chatas. But if I eat one of two chatichos, I didn't know which one it is. So I'm chayiv an asham tali. It's an asham for a hanging avera. I don't know that I did an avera. If someone later comes to me and tells me, you know, the piece that you ate was chayla, bevadai. I have two edim come and they tell me, achal techayla, so then I'm chayiv chatas then. But I'm chayiv asham tali till then. Okay, that's asa. That's not, there's no rov over here. But if I started with three chatichas, right? Shchuta, shchuta, nevela, and I started with a rov, I'm allowed to eat one chaticha, and I can eat the second chaticha too, because it's still coming from a rov. It's coming mikoach the rov. So I can eat, according to the Rashba, I can eat all of the chatichas, as long as I eat them b'zeh chazeh. Because every maisa achila, we don't know for sure, is a maisa achila shel isar, and because there's a din of middle of a rov, and you start with a rov, the rov is matir. The rov is matir, because I have a right to assume that it came from the rov, that the chaticha I'm eating came from the rov. But my final chaticha, I know I'm eating issa, but I know I'm eating issa now, if I ate issa before. So every maisa achila, I can assume that I'm, that could, it could be maisa achila shalat. Comes the Rashba and says, but if I'm a vasho, kol hachatichas biyachad, is that pizar chazeh? It's not pizar chazeh anymore. Then I know that I'm eating issa. Right? If I'm a vasho, the chatichas biyachad, before I started eating. Right? I'm a vasho, chatichas biyachad. So the issa definitely was no same time, it was no same lachos, belila, into the other chatichos. So Dr. Ashba, that's not an achila b'vasachas anymore. That's like an achila b'vasachas. Aye, but there was bittul b'rov. No, bittul b'rov didn't get rid of the issa. It just allowed me to eat them b'vasachas. I can rely on the fact that the ma'is achila I'm doing is a ma'is achila shel heter. But if I'm a vashel b'yachad, I've taken the time of the issa and I've added it to the heter because the issa still is there according to the Rashba. So therefore, I can't eat them if I'm a vashel biyachad. Okay, this is the third nafkamina between the Rashba and the Rosh. So just parenthetically, how does the Ramah paskin? Do we see these shittas mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? It's very interesting when it comes to the basic Torah v'siyavish biyavish. The only shittas that we see quoted are the Rashba and Tosfos. Rashba and Tosfos. The Ramah doesn't quote anyone else. Very often the Ramah, you know, will add to the Mechaber. The Mechaber just says, Chaticha she'ena re'uya li'eskabech nes'arve ba'acheros min b'mino yovesh b'yovesh Chaber tre bote. U'mutu lo'ochlan odam echa kolachas v'fnei atzma aval lo yochal shloshem yachad v'yesh mishosu lo'ochlan odam echa afilu z'achazah. The Mechaber quotes the Rashba and Tosfos. He says, either you can eat it b'z'achazah, right? One person can eat it b'z'achazah. Even one person can eat b'zeh chazeh, or no, adam echad shouldn't eat it even b'zeh chazeh. Says the Ramav, yechen yesh lino lechatchila. Okay, v'yesh machmir lahashlech echad olitein lo'ovik ochavim. And some are machmir. This is another shita we haven't even seen. This shita. This is Rashi shita that you should throw out one of the chatichas. Not because one of them is iser. So Rashi holds you should throw out one of the chatichas. You shouldn't actually eat all of the chatichas. That's another chumra. Not for that. Which shita is missing? The Rosh. The Rosh doesn't make any. The Rosh doesn't make an appearance in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Where does the Rosh appear? In the Groh. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Rosh. In Sivkot Mevav, he says Tosfos Bechulin holds that Adam Echad shouldn't eat the whole thing. V'harosh Polig Al Kol Ze Umatir Afla Ochlan Bevasachas. Because of the Issa Nefach Lios Heter. The Groh in Sivkot Mevav introduces us to the Rosh. The Ramah didn't say anything. Okay, interesting. The Rosh is a big chiddush. So the Ramah leaves it out. But come the Siv Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about it from the Vashel, the Chatichos V'yachad, what does the Shulchan Aruch do there? Right? Yavesh b'yavesh nizbat al chad b'tre, the next page. Vishnu kulon ke'echad, afilu lecha kol echad b'fnei atzma osa. Rashba l'shit also. The Shulchan Aruch is a Rashba man, so he says that if you're mevashel chatichas biyachad, then you're not allowed to eat them, because there's a blila of the chatichas isser into the chatichas heter. Zokta Ramav yeshomim b'no da hatarovas kodem shenizbashel biyachad. If no da hatarovas, that's a very important clause. But the only time that bittul barov applies is if there's yediyas hatarovas. If you know that there's a tarovas, it's the yediya itself that's matir the isser. So Zokter Amor Yesh Omen, if no that Tarova is before Nizbash will be Achar, I call Sharu. In Chosim Vines Sarim, Yachash Nizbat will be Yavesh. Comes the Ramah and says, there is a Yesh Omen that claims that if no that Tarova is before it was Nizbash, then it's Mutter, because once the Isser is Mutter, so then there's no way that it can be asked, that it can Asa the other chatichas. Who she did this? Who she did this?
Nothing.
The Rosh. So just 1 second. The Ramah quotes the Yeshon of the Rosh over here by Bishla Chatichas B'yachad. But in the Iker Din, he doesn't quote the Rosh. What's going on over here? Does the Ramah hold that the Rosh is a bona fide Shita? Okay, he's not paskening like him, but it's the Yeshonrim. Why does he leave the Rosh out in the first sif and he quotes it only in the second sif? It's really a Pella. It's really a Pella. So the answer is the next line of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "B'makom hefsid yesh lismach hadivrei hamekilin lahakim." B'makom hefsid, you can be somech on the Rosh, you can be somech on the mekilin. Does the Ramah paskin like the Rosh? Me'ikra didn't know, but b'makom hefsid, he says he can paskin. That's why the Ramah only quotes the Rosh over here in Siv Beis, because in Siv Beis we're talking about that you were mevashal the chatichos biyachad. There could be a situation of hefsid, right? Once you're mevashal the chatichos biyachad, you're going to throw the whole thing out. It could be expensive. But in Sif Aleph, what are we talking about? Whether a person can eat all the chatichos himself. That's not a makom hefsid. So if he can't eat it, he can give it to someone else. He can sell it to someone else. That's not a hefsid. So since Sif Aleph is not a makom hefsid, we're trying to figure out, can you eat the chatichos b'zeh achar zeh? Can Adam Echa not eat the chatichos, even b'zeh achar zeh? That's the shaila in Sif Aleph. But even if Adam Echa can't eat them, he can give it to someone else, he can sell it to someone else. It's not a makom hefsid. So then the Ramah is not willing to mention the Rosh, even as a Yesh Omrim. He says, if it's not makom hefsid, you can't rely on the Rosh. The Rosh is a big chiddush. It's a very important sheet in terms of lundus, with Chaim, Rav Shimon Shkop. They spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the Rosh holds, but it doesn't make it lahalocha. Right? The Ramah is only willing to rely on the Rosh for makom hefsid. Sif Aleph, we're not talking about a makom hefsid. We're talking about whether the person can eat them, can eat all the chatichos. So there, the Ramah says a person should not eat all the chatichos. Right? He shouldn't eat the chatichos b'vasachas. Right? Don't rely on the Rosh to eat them b'vasachas. Eat them b'zachas. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? You can eat them b'zachas. According to Tosfos, Adam Echad shouldn't eat them. Okay, so give them to someone else. But don't eat them b'vasachas because it's not a makom hefsid. So therefore, the Ramah is not willing to rely on the Rosh. Okay. This concludes our discussion of the basic din of the Tzibur. So now we're gonna move on to the sugya of Zroa B'Sheila. Zroa B'Sheila is one of the main sugyas in this parak, and it introduces us to the concept of Tam Ke'ika. But before we get to Tam Ke'ika, we have to do Zroa B'Sheila. We have to do the sugya properly. And then if we do the sugya of Zroa B'Sheila and we see all the different halachas, there's so many different halachas that are going to come up in Zroa B'Sheila, which are going to be relevant for us in our travels in the future. So we have to see the background to Hilchos Karbanos. So once we see the background, then we'll notice within the sugya of Zroa B'Sheila, main part of the sugya of Zroa B'Sheila is going to talk about Tam Ke'ikar, and that's then we'll be able to expand a lot on that yisod. The sugya of Zroa B'Sheila, actually, the place to begin is before the actual sugya. Sugya of Zroa B'Sheila appears in Daf Tzadi Chesam and Aleph and Chul. But first, we have to do a Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara begins verse on the line is Kfeilu. Amar Rava, Meirei Shava Kolkashali Hadatanya Kedera Shavishal Babasa Lo Yivashav Acholim Vibishal Benosin Tam Shuma. Rabbi says that the Braisa tells us that if you have a Kedera, Shavisha Babasa, Lo Yavasha Bacholov. Basa Bacholov? You can't cook Basa Bacholov. And in Bisha Benosin Tam, and the same is true, Truma shouldn't cook Chulin in the Kedera Shal Truma. If a person is a Zar, he's not allowed to eat the Chulin. If it's Bashal Betruma, if it's Benosin Tam, then you can't eat it. So said Rabbi, Bishlama Truma, Toim Makoi. In Bishul Benosin Tam, the Braisa says by both by Basa B'chalav and by Truma and Chulin and Bishul Benosin Tam. So how do you know if it's Benosin Tam? How do you know? So Bishul Matruma Toim Makoin. A coin can be towing the Tarobis, and he can tell the Tsar, is it Nosin Tam or is it not Nosin Tam? Ela Basa B'chalav Man Toim Lei. But by Basa B'chalav, who can be toying? There's no Yisrael who's allowed to eat Basa B'chalav. It's not a Dovashal Eter, it's a Dovashal Issa. So since no one can be towing, so how's he supposed to find out if it's Benosin Tam? Rabbi Yochanan, something like Kfeila Armoa. Rabbi Yochanan said in a different context right before this that with Somechan Kfeila Armoa on a non-Jewish baker, a non-Jewish cook, so if you can rely on the non-Jewish cook, whole shaila, how you can rely and what circumstances. It's Hashem, we'll get to that sugya too, ultimately. Not for now. But once we know that you can rely on the kfeil amor, so chanami samchin on kfeil amor. So, Rava, in this brisa, when we say that bishul ben osim tam, by vasa b'chalim bishul ben osim tam, how do we know that it's going to be no osim tam? Kfeil amor. The kfeil amor, the non-Jewish baker, is going to tell us whether it's been osim tam. If he says that there isn't a osim tam, then we won't eat it. If he says there's no osim tam, we can trust him. Trust him. A guy is going to have nemanus of it. We'll see. We'll see. The different reasons that the Rishonim give depends on the circumstance, depends on the individual. Stam goy, kfeila, it's a whole discussion. The Omar Rava says the Gemara, Omar Rabbanan b'kaima, v'Omar Rabbanan b'kfeila, v'Omar Rabbanan b'shishin. Rava is relying on another statement that he made in a different context, that there are three yesodos when it comes to taravos. Omar Rabbanan b'kaima, the Amr Rabbanan b'kfeila, the Amr Rabbanan b'shishim. Sometimes Chazal say that Tarovus is all a function of Nesinas Tam. And sometimes Chazal say that you rely on the Kfeila Amor. And sometimes Chazal requires Shishim. It requires 60. So what is it? Hilkav Zog the Gemara, Min B'Shein Omino, the Hetera B'Taima. If you have a Tarovus of Min B'Shein Omino, a Tarovus of Lach B'Lach, Min B'Shein Omino, so then you have real time, not just the time that we were talking about before, ablila, but you have a real taste. The time could be nirgash, and it's the hetera, it's truma and chulin, that it's mutter for someone, it's mutter for the kohen, as Rashi says. So then b'taima, then we ask the kohen to be toimed. If the kohen says that there's no nesinas tam, so then the zar is allowed to eat it. The isura, if you have min b'shein amino, the isura, the kfeila, then you can rely on the kfeila arma. Can rely on the goyish baker to taste it for you. Min b'mino lek l'mekam ataima. But if you have a tarovis of lach b'lach min b'mino lek l'mekam ataima, there is no taste. There's a blila, but there's no taste, so you don't know if it's no sintam or not. Inami min b'shen amino di isuro. Let's say it's min b'shen amino of basa b'chala, of something of iser nevela, something of iser vileka kfeila, and there's no kfeila ma. If there's a kfeila ma, then just ask the kfeila ma. But if it's min b'shen amino the isura v'leka kfeila b'shishim. So then the chachamim say that the shir is shishim. This is the gemara. It's one of the sources of this yisod that a tarovis of lach b'lach min b'shein omino asas benos in tam. And what's the shir that you need to make sure there's no nesinas tam shishim? If you have shishim in the head, the kenega the isa, so then everything is going to be good. Okay, so far so good. So that's the background. This is a very important sugya, because this Gemara outlines min b'mino, min b'shein omino. Notice the Gemara says that you need shishim even by min b'mino. Now we were saying min b'mino is batel chad b'tray, right? Min b'mino is batel chad b'tray. So clearly shishim is a chumah d'rabbanan. That's a chumah d'rabbanan to require shishim. Min haTorah chad b'tray is batel yavish b'yavish min b'mino. Right? This is a chumah d'rabbanan. Okay, that's the Gemara over there. So now we move to Tzari Chesam of Aleph, and we begin the Subya of Zerah B'Shev. Amar Rab Chivar Abba, Amar Rab Yishev Ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kapara. Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'Samach. So Rab Chivar Abba quotes B'Shem Bar Kapara, like Rava said, that Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'Samach. So Amar Lefon of Rab Shmuel Bar Rab Yitzchak, Rebbe Atta, Omer Kain, Hachi Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rab Yishev Ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kapara, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'Meya. He quotes a different version of Bar Kapara, the Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is B'Meir. The Machlokes, Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Asi, Aliba de Bar Kapara, but the Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is B'Shishim or B'Meir. Says the Gemara, Shneim lo lamdu el mizra b'sheila. What's the Machlokes where the Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is B'Shishim or B'Meir? It's all from Zerah B'Sheila. The Chziv, V'loka Chakoyne says Zerah B'Sheila min ha'ayil, the din by an ale nozir, when a nozir brings a korban, an ayil. So there's a special part of the aisle that goes to the Kohen, that's the Zerah B'Sheila. This is not true by regular Shlomim, but by the El Nozir, there's the Zerah B'Sheila. So what's the din of Zerah B'Sheila? You take the Zerah B'Sheila is kachin, and then the Bailim are going to eat the aisle. Right, Rashi says, Zerah Shel El Nozir Hu Amura Mimenu, Menifin Oso, the Kohen does a Tnufa in the Zerah B'Sheila, V'nitan LaKohen, V'Oser L'Zarim, it's Oser V'Zarim. But The ha'ayil kulo nechal abaylav the shlomim, but the ayil is shlomim. So the ayil is nechal abaylav, but the zro is not. So the zro is iser, and the ayil is heter. So this is mamishawa kev. That's a tarobus of iser heter. The Tanya and the Brisa says as follows. Listen carefully to this Brisa. Let's take it slow. The Shela, the Pasuk says, Zero, B'Shela min ha'ayil. Ain B'Shela ela shlema. The Tanakama says, Ain B'Shela ela shlema. Shela means that the Zero has to be shlema. It has to be whole. What does it mean, whole? We'll see. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ain B'Shela ela shnezbashla im ha'ayil. B'Shela doesn't mean shlema. It means that you have to cook the Zero with the ayil. So what's the machlokas over here? So Zog the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Bahade Ayil Mavashala. First version in the Gemara is that everyone agrees, both Tanaim agree that you mevashel the zroa with the ayil. Marisover mechatech lo v'hod mevashel lo. One day holds that you cut the zroa, you cut up the ayil, you separate the zroa from the ayil, then you cook it together. Umarisover mevashel lo v'hod mechatech lo. The other sheet holds that you cook it first and then you mechatech lo. But both of them agree that you mevashel it together with the ayil. Okay, we'll explain the different shittas in a moment. Let's just get through the Gemara, then we'll do Rashi and Tosfos. So the first, according to the Lishna Kama, the Gemara, both Tanoim hold that you mevashel the zera with the ayil. Question is, are you mechatech the zera from the ayil before you mevashel it, or after you mevashel it? The Iboy say, the kuli am mechatech lo avahod mevashel. According to the Lishna Basra, everyone holds that you mechatech the zera from the ayil first. Miu mar sover b'hadei am mevashel, mar sover b'kdei acheres mevashel. Machlokas is, do you cook the zroa together with the ayil, or do you not cook the zroa together with the ayil? Machlokas tanoim, how to do it, right? There's supposed to be a zroa b'shel, the zroa is supposed to be cooked. So the question is it cooked with the ayil or not cooked with the ayil? According to the Lishna Kama, everyone holds it's cooked with the ayil. The question is, are you mechatech it from the ayil before you cook it together? First you cut it off and then you cook it together, or do you cook it together and then you cut it? According to the second Lashon, no, it's not clear that you're mevashel together with the ayil. Everyone holds that you cut it off first. The question is, are you mevashel together with the ayil? But you cook it in a keder acheres. So Zok the Gemara, Lilish Nakama Alibet Dereako. According to the Lishna Kama, the machlokas, whether Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is Beshishim or Bemeya, is Ledivereako, according to both Tanoim. Both Tanoim hold that you cook the Zroa together with the ayil. So if you cook the Zroa together with the ayil, we shall see that depending on how you're going to cheshbin the shear of the ayil, and the Zroa, right, which parts of the island the Zroa are going to take into account and try to figure out if they're batel one and the other, that will determine whether Yisur and Shabbat Torah, batel b'shishim or batel b'mei. But everyone is saying that you're cooking it together with the ayil. Lishna Basra, Alibad Reb Shimon ben Yochai. According to Lishna Basra, though, who holds that you're cooking the Zroa together with the ayil? Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Only the second Shita holds that you're cooking it together. Which is partially in the ayil. Right? According to the second Shita, only the second Tana holds that you're cooking it together with the ayil. So the machlok is b'shishim or b'meya, the two versions of bar kapara within this brisa, that's within Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shita that you're cooking it together with the ayil. So what taka is the machlok is? Manda amar b'shishim sovar bosavat somas bali bosavat somas misharina. V'havale b'shishim. Manda amar b'meya sovar bosavat bosavat misharina v'havale b'meya. So the real machlokas, whether Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah b'shishim or b'meya, if we're going to learn from Zera b'sheila, the shaila is, how are we cheshbening this Zera b'sheila with the ayil? Are we mishayir bosa v'atzamos with bosa v'atzamos? Or are we mishayir only bosa with bosa? As Rashi explains, b'zera yesh etzem harbe u'bosa mort. There's a lot of etzem in the zera. What's the zera? The zera is the front leg of the animal, from the knee to the top of the leg, where it attaches to the animal. That's the zera. So there's a lot of etzem. There's a lot of bone. There's not so much meat there. In the rest of the aisle, there's going to be a lot of meat. Right? There's a lot of bone in the zera. There's not as much meat. So if you mishayir zera, if you mishayir boser v'atzamos with boser v'atzamos, so what's that going to be? How much is the zroa going to be meshur with the rest of the animal? That's going to be b'shishim, because since there's so much etzen in the zroa, then the shear of baser v'atzamos in the zroa keneged baser v'atzamos in the ayil, that's going to be shishim, right? The ayil is only going to have 60 times the zroa.
But if you mishayer basa with basa, since the basa in the zroa is so little meat in the zroa, so if you're only mishayer basa with basa, it'll turn out that the basa of the aisle is 100 times the basa of the zroa. Okay, these are the two shittas in the Gemara. Right, machlokas with the kol yisurin shavatar is b'shish and the kol yisurin shavatar b'nei. Should we be mishayer basa v'atzamas and basa v'atzamas, or are we going to be mishayer only basa with basa? Okay, that's the Gemara. Let's pedal back and try to understand the details of this Gemara. So comes the Braisa and quotes two days. What does Zroa B'Sheila in the Isle mean? The Tanakhama says, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleima. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai says, no, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shin Ezbashla Im Ha'ayim. Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleima, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleima, Lo Nisparish Be'ez Eloshim. What is B'Sheila? B'Sheila means Shleima? Where does B'Sheila? B'Sheila means cook. It doesn't mean Shleima. What does it mean B'Sheila is Shleima? So Rashi says, I can't help you. I don't know exactly what it means. I don't know why the Tanakhama holds Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleima. Tosfos tries to work a little bit more on this. Pirish B'Kunches Lo Nisparish Be'ez Eloshim V'Nira Lefarish D'mashma B'Sheila Kamo B'Sheila Lamed D'Gusha U'mapik Hei. Says Tosfos, B'Sheila, we're learning up the word, and we're reinterpreting the word to mean B'Sheila, the way it is. The way it is, B'Sheila. Kamoshi Yeshla, Kloma Kamoshihi, the way it is now. B'Sheila means Shleima, because the way the animal presents itself, it's Shleima. So, Kamoshihi Achshav, Kamoshi Yeshla Achshav. So that's, it's not that B'Sheila literally means Shleima, but B'Sheila means B'Sheila, the way it is, so that means Shleima. Comes the Ritva, and says something even simpler. He says, why is it necessary to reinterpret the word? Got to reinterpret the word of the pasuk. He quotes Rashi. He quotes Tosfos. The lishna shein shleima lishna esvashla ma'ayel mashma. Just one second. Lekach pirsha b'Tosfos ma'aser v'dahainu. No, I'm in the wrong Devar Masa. Pardon me. Pirish Rashi, lo nisparish be'ez aloshon. Then he says, v'tosis pirish u'shein aloshon ela v'darish b'sheila k'mo b'lamed l'gusha. V'einu m'chuber, says the Ritva, v'mai chozi d'shoni k'ro b'lishnei l'midrash hachi. To darshan b'sheila, that must mean that there's something strange about the pasuk. There has to be a shein aloshon in the pasuk. If not, what gives you the right to reinterpret the word? It's not a shinu lashon. It just says zroa b'sheila. Well, what's the shinu lashon? Hanochem be'enai says the Ritva, the mipashtei dekra darishla. It's not that we're reinterpreting the word. It's that the pashtei dekra. The kevedam rekra v'lokach hakoyne says zroa b'sheila. What does the pasuk say? V'lokach hakoyne says zroa b'sheila. You should take the cooked zroa. Mashma kamosha oisa zroa b'tchilosa k'shay sechaya k'eni achshu k'shi b'sheila. What's the pasuk saying? Take the zroa b'sheila. It says you're supposed to be mevashel the zroa with the ayil, and then take the zroa b'sheila. Of course, once you're mevashel it, it's a zroa b'sheila. Why say zroa b'sheila again? It's not that we're reinterpreting the word b'sheila to mean b'sheila. It's that why does the Torah have to repeat itself to say take the zroa b'sheila? Just say take the zroa. The fact that it says take the zroa b'sheila means take the zroa after it's nizbashel the same way as before it was nizbashel. Just like before it was nizbashel, it wasn't nechpach. So too, take it shleima. Right? Take it shleima even after the bishul. V'havi kamar, ein lashon zeh shel b'sheila mashma kan ela shleima. The word b'sheila must mean shleima, because why? It's almost like there's a ribui. It's not that there's a shinui lashon, it's that there's an extra word. You don't have to say shleima, you have to say shleima. So then we know that it means shleima, b'sheila means shleima. It doesn't have to say b'sheila. B'sheila must mean shleima. It means the same way that it was before. It was mizbashel. You got to take it. It has to be shleima. So what's the machlokas in the Gemara? So according to Lishna Kama, mar sover mechatech lo v'hadu mevashelo, mar sover mevashelo v'hadu mechatech lo. Which one holds which? Now, what does the Tanakama hold? Ein b'sheila el shleima. Does the Tanakama hold you mechatech v'hadu mevashel, or does he hold that you mevashel v'hadu mechatech? So if you would have asked me, I'd say that the Tanakhama holds that you're mevashel v'hadu mechatech, because the Tanakhama says ein b'sheila ela shleima. Right. Comes Rashi and interprets not like that.
Tanakama sover mechatech lo min ha'ayal v'hodem v'ashalo. Bahadeh. So what does the Mbashayla l'shlema mean? What the Tanakama holds, that you're mechatech lo v'hodem v'ashalo, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds, no, you're mevashel v'hodem mechatech lo. So what is the Tanakama saying? Ein b'shele l'shlema. The Ashmolinan says, Rashi, shlema mevashela v'ein mechatcha l'chatichos. You're mechatech lo v'hodem mevashela, but you're not mechatcha l'chatichos before you're mevashela. Wow, that's quite a creative reading of the Tanakama. Ein b'shele l'shlema means that you're mechatech lo v'hodem mevashela, but what does shlema mean? You're not mechatcha l'chatichos, you leave it shlema after the chaticha. After you're mechatech, you leave it shlema. That's the chiddush of the Tanakhama. Wow. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, no, ein b'sheila elosh nesvashla ima ayil. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that you're mevashla v'hada mechatech, according to Rashi. So on that, Tosfos says, well, what is Rashi talking about? Ma'ay sabi mechatech la v'hada mevashla apirish b'chon jizdeinu Tanakhama u'shleima d'kamar haynu d'ein mechatech l'chatechos v'hashta lo havi ma'ay sabi kama. Lulishna kama, kamar saber kama, the ika da avi, the havi ripshin, says Tosus, what's the Gemara saying? There are two lishonos in the Gemara, lishna kama, lishna basa. And in each it says, mar saber this, mar saber that. So if you hold that the first mar saber of the lishna kama is whom? Mar saber mechatech lo v'hadam avashala, if that's the Tanakama, then says Tosus, how does the Gemara read properly? In the Ibois Ema, the Kuliyama Machatech Lavahadam Vashala, me umarsav behade ayel mavashala, umarsav bektera cheres mavashala. Who must hold bektera cheres mavashala? Who must hold bektera cheres mavashala? That must be the Tanakam. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Ein b'sheilel shenis vashala im ha'ayel. This vashala im ha'ayel couldn't mean bektera cheres. That can't be. So it turns out that the first marsover of Bahade Ayil Mevashala, who's that? That's Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So in the Ibayis Eima, the first marsover has to be Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So says Tosas, according to Rashi, it turns out that the first marsover of the Lishna Kama is the Tanakama. And the first marsover of the Ibayis Eima is Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It's not parallel. It's not parallel. So how can Rashi understand like that? Here the Farish says, Toi says, no. Mar Sover Mechatech Lavahadim Mevashala. Haina Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Who holds in the Lishna Kama Mechatech Lavahadim Mevashala? That's Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. That you're Mechatech, but then you're Mevashal with the Ayil. Reb Shimon Ben Yochai says, in B'Sheila Lishna Mevashala Im Ha'ayil, the Chiddush is that you're Mevashal with the Ayil even after you're Mechatech. But the Tanakama? Tanakama says, you're not Mechatech. First you're Mevashal and then you're Mechatech. And then it turns out that Reb Shimon ben Yochai is the first marsavar, right? The first marsavar of both the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basa. Either he holds mechatech la v'hodem mevashala, but you're mevashala with the ayil, or in the Lishna Basa he holds mamish the same thing, mechatech la v'hodem mevashala, you're mevashala with the ayil. What's changing between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basa is the Tanakama. According to Lishna Kama, the Tanakama holds that you're Mevashel v'hodem mechatech. And within the Lishna Basra, the Tanakama holds that you're not even Mevashel the Zerah with the Ayil Bechlal, you're Mevashel b'kter acheres. It's the Tanakama that's changing. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the same. He's the first Marsava, so everything works out beautifully, says Tosfos. Taka Pella, why did Rashi learn the other way? Why did Rashi learn that within the Lishna Kama, Mechatech la v'hadim mevashala, that's the Tanakama? It's not Mashma from the Tanakama. If you read the Gemara without any Rishonim, you would say, Ein b'sheila ela shleima, that means that you're not Mechatech la v'hadim mevashala. First be mevashal, shleima, and then be Mechatech la. It's Taka Pella. And what's Rashi saying? Tosis is so right. Tosis is a complicated kasha. He says, look at the Lishna Basa, Lishna Kama. You'll see that the first Marsav, according to Rashi, is not the first Marsav. First Marsav of Lishna Kama is not the first Marsav of Lishna Basa. Okay, that's a good kasha too. But I have a simpler kasha. Ein b'sheila ela shleima. Doesn't it sound like you're mevashal of a hadam chatechla? What's Rashi saying? It's a little butna. So I think the answer probably is that Rashi assumes that at least within the Lishna Kama, the first Marsavar should be the first day in the Brisa. Why should we turn everything on its head? At least within the Lishna Kama, the first Marsavar should be the Tanakama. So Rashi stands on his head to figure out how within the Lishna Kama the first Marsavar could be the Tanakama. Because it doesn't make sense. You have a braisa with two tanoim, and then you're gonna say kulei alma hold this marsover X, marsover Y. What, the first marsover is gonna be the second day, or what? Why pick the second day? I pick the first day. So Rashi tries to figure out how within the Lishna Kama the first marsover could be the Tana Kama, even though it's madna. It's not mashma in the lashon. But Rashi says, but that's pshat in the sugya. It has to be like that. And Tosfos says, but even if that's pshat in the sugya, but it mamish doesn't work out if it turns out that the two marsovers are not going to line up properly. That's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. How to learn the different shittas in the Gemara. Okay. That's the basic sugya. All right. What is Rabbi Shaila? What are we doing with this Rabbi Shaila? Details for the Nozim. But what emerges for us? Tachas, what emerges for us? What emerges for us is that there's a machlokes, two deis within Bar Kapara, whether we're Mishayer, Beshishim, or Bemeya. It says the Gemara, that's learned from Zerah B'Sheila. According to the Lishna Kama, Lekulei Alma, Yemavashal the Zerah together with the Ayah. According to the Lishna Basar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds that Yemavashal the Zerah with the Ayah. So the two versions, the two Lashonas within Bar Kapara, are assuming clearly that Yemavashal the Zerah with the Ayah. So depending on which Lashon you're going to work with, it's either going to be both Tanaim, it's only going to be one. What's the real machlokas over here, whether Beshishim or Bemeya? So Zok the Gemara, it's a question of what you're going to be Meshayer. Are you Meshayer Basar v'Atzamos and Basar v'Atzamos, or should you be Meshayer Basar and Basar? And you're not going to be Meshayer Atzamos at all. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. We talk a Paskin Beshishim, but the Shaila in the Gemara, whether Beshishim or Bemeya, the Shaila is, how should you be Meshayer? So what's the machlokas these two days within Bar Kapara? Let's try to isolate it. What are the two machlokas? What's the machlokas the two days? So comes the Ran and says they're actually arguing about two things. If you think about it for a moment, they're actually arguing about two things. If you have a Gemara, let's all turn to the Ran, look at the Ran together. The Ran quotes Rashi and Tosis, Pshat in the Gemara. The Ran and Daflam the Heim and Aleph and Dapirit. Dibur Masko Garcino. And then the Ran says as follows: Uman de Amar Beshishim, Uman de Amar Bemeya Betarti Pligi. If you see such a lashon, you should stop for a moment and say, "Oh, he's about to describe what the machlokas is about." Right? They're arguing about two things. They're not arguing. He's not going to explain. Oh, this one is Mishayer Bus about Tzamos, and this one's Mishayer Bus. Yeah, we got to that already. What are they really arguing about? But tightly, please. They're arguing about two things. The manda amar besamach sovar she atzamos hazroa kevin shem rakim osum kibosa. Since the atzamos shevizroa are soft, there's a marrow inside the atzamos. They're like bosa. They're also like bosa. Usvir leisu the atzamos ha'ay lavavish yesh b'hem shem koshin mitzdarfen lahate the klipe hete malin esa isa. And this shita also holds that the atzamos shall have to the atzamos of the ayo can be mitzdarif to be mevatel the iser. Just like the Mishnah in Orla says, the klipei heter amalin esa iser. Here are two yisodos that emerge from the manda omer who says b'shishim. Again, he holds that yemeshayar bas of atzamos and bas of atzamos. So what's he saying? First of all, he's saying that the atzamos of the zro, the atzamos shall iser aser. They need bittel. That's the kuda aleph. Right? The Atzamos shall iser. And the second thing he holds is that the Atzamos shall heter amit starfin levatel ha iser. Right? The Atzamos of the ayil can be levatel. They help to be mevatel the atzamos and the basa of the zroah. Right? So he's saying two things. First of all, the atzamos shall iser. The atzamos of the zroah are aser, and they require bittel. And the atzamos of the heter can be mala the iser. Okay, the iser be rishon. Uman damer b'meya. The kasavah basa b'hadei basa misharinan polig alei b'hani tarti. The other shita that holds b'meya argues with both of these. The svir alei she'en atzama shebezroa osin she'en b'leicha shebehem b'nosin tam. First of all, this daya holds that the atzama shebezroa are not going to ask it because the lecha shebahem doesn't have an osin tam. The svir lahu she'ain suat samu shebaayil mitzdarfin leheter. The klipa heter and malan esa isa. The mitzdarfin have a late tfei. First of all, he holds that the atzama shebezroa don't ask it. But we're not going to be mishar batzamas. We're not mishar batzamas in the zroa nor in the ayil. Right? The atzama shebezroa. Atzama shel iser don't require bittul. That's the first point, according to the Manda Amar B'Meir. The second point is that atzama sheba'ayil are not going to be mitzvah to be mevatel the basa, because if they'd be mitzvah to be mevatel the basa, you'd have much more than meya. Right? Basar and basar is going to be meya. Basa batzama is that shishin. But if the atzama shel heter would be mitzvah to be mevatel the basa shel azroa, you'd have even more than meya. So the Manda Amar Meir has to argue with both of these points. That first of all, he says that Atzama Shel Iser do not require Bittul. And secondly, he assumes that the Atzama Shel Heter are not going to be Mitztarev to be Mevatel the Iser. The Atzama are not Mitztarev Bechlam. They're not Mitztarev Bechlam. Comes the Ran and adds Hilkach Leinin Alocha Ledidon the Kaimel and Kemandam and Rishishin Akdina the Klipe Heter Malan Esa Issa. So what comes out the Maskana? Turns out that Klipe Heter can be Malas Issa Atzama Shel Heter can be Malas the Issa because that's the Mandam and Rishishin. He holds that the Atzama Shel Heter Taka gonna be Malas the Issa. Taka gonna be Malas the Issa. The Ran discusses a detail over here. The Ran quotes the Rishalmi that perhaps even Klipe Issa should be Males or Issa. Even Klipe Issa should be Males or Issa. Maybe Atzamos and Klipen of Issa can be Mevatel the Issa. How can they be helped to be Mevatel the Issa? How can they help to be Mevatel the Issa? But if they themselves are also, how can they help to be Mevatel the Issa? So apparently what he's assuming is that the Klipe Issa can be Mevatel the Isser, if the Klipe Isser don't have a Lachus. Right? That's what he explains. The Rishalmi in Orla says that Klipe Isser, what Klipe Isser is he talking about? Orla. Right? Let's say you have Klipin of a nut, you have shells of a nut, or the shell of a pomegranate, the shell of a fruit. So the fruit is Asa Ba'achila. So now the question is, Is the klipa mitzdarev to be mevatel the iser or not? Is the klipa going to be mitzdarev to be mevatel the iser? So from our gemara, it seems clear that the klipa that the atzama shel iser, the klipa shel iser, is not going to be mitzdarev to be mevatel the iser. Fakert, we put etzem ubasar of the zroa in one camp, and we put the etzem and the basar of the aisle in a different camp. Right? And you have to have etzem and basar of heter, the mevatel etzem and basar of iser. No one would say that etzem of iser is mevatel the basar. No one would say that etzem of iser is mevatel the basar. Right? So why suddenly should the Yerushalmi say that klipe iser can be mevatel the fruit of iser? It doesn't make any sense. It's a stira from Masudya. So first, the Ran suggests maybe takatza machlokas bavli and Yerushalmi. Agimar assumes that the Klipin of Isser, the Atzomos of Isser, cannot be Mevatel, the Basar of Isser. Of course not. And the Yerushalmi disagrees. But then he suggests something different. And the Yesod that comes out of what he says is important for the Hemshech of the Sugya. He says, maybe the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are not arguing. So what's the chilek between Klipe Isser as opposed to Atzomos of Isser? Up the Ran like this. There's a difference between klipin as opposed to atzamos. The atzamos that we're talking about over here, atzamos of the zera, they're soft. There's a marrow inside of them. So if there's a lachas inside of them, they themselves are osa. So if they themselves are a davar shel issa, they can't be mitzvah to be mevatel the issa. You can't have one chelik of the issa being mevatel another chelik of the issa. It's ridiculous. So here we're talking about atzamos rakos. Tomar Atzamos Rakos, so then since they themselves are Issa, they have Issa inside of them, then they can't be Mitzrayim to be Mavata. What Yerushalmi and Arlis Tomar is Klippin that are hard. Vehua Dinami, if you had Atzamos Yuveshos, if you had dry bones, so then those dry bones don't have an Issa in them, they would be able to be Mitzrayim to be Mavata. How are they Mavata? But if they're dry, how are they Mavata? Well, there is a Mokom for the Issa to be Nivla into the Etzem. But once the etzem is dry, that in itself is not Aser, so the etzem creates an area that the Isser can go in. It can be Nivla into that. It can spread into that. So it'll be Mavata. It'll help it to be Mavata. That Mokom will help it to be Mavata. So the chiluk, Zakhtaran, could be between hard as opposed to soft. If it's soft, then it's a Davar HaAser by itself. It has a moch. It has marrow in it. And the same would be true if you had some kind of a shell or a peel that's soft enough, then that itself is us. If you have an orange peel, the orange peel itself is going to be us. If people eat the orange peel, something edible in the orange peel, this taste to the orange peel. So if it's soft enough, the Ran would say, everyone, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi would hold that it's a Davar HaAser itself, and it can't be Mitzar to be Mavatal the Isser. But if it's hard, if it's Atzamos Yuveshos, if it's Klipin Yuveshim, then it's not a Davar HaAser by itself, then it will be able to be Mitzar if to be Mavatal the Isser. What emerges from this round? What comes out? According to the Manda Amar, who says Bishish, whom we pass him like the Manda Amar said Bishish. So how are we Meshayer the Zerah B'Sheil? How do we do that? Basavat Samos, can I get Basavat Samos? Right. So that Manda Amar who says Bishish, he taka holds that Atzamos shall Isser require Bittel, and he holds that Atzamos shall Hetek be Mitzayat to be Mavatal the Isser. Why do Atzamos shall Issa require Bittul? Why? Why do Atzamos shall Issa require Bittul? Why do you have to be Mavatal then? The Ran just told you. Why do you have to be Mavatal Atzamos shall Issa? What? They have Lachus in them. They have Issa inside of them itself. Right? They are Asa themselves. They are Asa Ba'achila. That's what it sounds like from the Ran. Right? The Ran said it beferish. He said it beferish before. They're also like bosses. Just like bosses are also bachila, the atzamos are rakos, are also bachila. Umandama b'meir, kasavar, bosav adi bosav sharinan. What does he hold? Ain atzamos shabizra osim. She'ain b'lecha shabahen ben osim tam. The lechos is not significant enough to us. The lechus within that, so there is lechus. He's not arguing. They're not arguing with Sius. But the lechus is not significant enough to ask him. And that's be'emes what Rashi says. Rashi on the sugya said that. Umanda amar b'meya sover etzem lo baya l'shira. You don't have to be mishayar k'neged the etzem. The holopolit time amino. There's no time that's niflat from the etzem. V'chi mishayar is basad izra, v'adi basad ayal ikameh. Rashi learns the manda amar b'meya holds that there's no plate as hatam from the etzim, so there's no need to be mishayer in the etzim. What's the manda amar b'shishim going to hold? He's going to hold the opposite, that there is a plate as tam. We care about the lechus. Both Rashi and the Ran seem to be learning that the manda amar b'shishim assumes that the etzim is a dover ha'osa by itself, and that's why it needs bittul. That the etzim is osa ba'achila. It has a lechus inside it. We're talking about a soft bone that has marrow. So it has a lechus inside of it. Because it has a lechus inside of it, it's a davar ha'aser by itself. It's a davar ha'aser, so then of course it needs bittul. What's a shayla? That's the simple way of learning the Gemara. That the manda amar b'shishim holds what? We're going to be mishayar basa ve'etzem with basa ve'etzem. That'll turn out because there's a lot of etzem in the zroa. You'll have only shishim in the basa ve'etzem of the ayal keneged the basa ve'etzem of the zroa. Why does he hold that you're mishayar basa ve'etzem? Why do you have to be mevatel the etzem of the zroa? The buster of the zroa is also, but the etzem, why is the etzem, why do you have to be mevatel the etzem of the zroa? The answer is that they are holes, that the etzem of the zroa is also us. It's also us. Because it's also us, it requires bittul. What's difficult about this is that not everyone seems to agree that the atzamos of Isser are asa b'achil. Not everyone agrees that Atzamos Shel Isser are a Chefza de Yisur. What's the earliest source that maybe Atzamos Shel Isser are not a Chefza Shel Achila? What's the earliest source? The
Sifra. The Sifra seems to assume that they're not on Sebachila. What does the Sifra say? The Sifra in Torah's Kohanim, first page of packet 11, the Sifra says, Nibsaram, what does the Pasuk say? Nibsaram lo sochelu, uvniblasam lo sigo, from the basar of behemoth tmeya, of non-kosher animals, or from the basar of neveli, you're not supposed to eat. Nibsaram velomena atzamas, velomena gidim, velomena tlafayim shalahem. The Sifra is a drasha, nibsaram, dafka from the basar of a basar behemoth tmeya. Are you not allowed to eat? But the atzamos of a behemoth tamei, it's no problem. You're allowed to eat the atzamos. You're allowed to put the atzamos in a... Right? You can have... put bones into the cholent, right? From the behemoth tamei. That's what it sounds like. Minat Torah, at least. Right? Put the bones in. People put bones in the cholent. Sounds like there's no iser in the bone. For the chor, it's a pella. If there's no iser in the... If the... Etzem is not a chefta di yisura. What's the manda Amar Bishishim saying over here? Right, that's a kasha. Right, the simple pshat of the Gemara is that the manda Amar Bishishim holds you mishar basa ve'etzem with basa ve'etzem, because the etzem of a davar shel iser is asa b'achila too. It's a chefta di yisura. It has a lachos shebo. That's why the Ran wanted to distinguish between klipe iser, atzamo shel iser. It's a function, whether it's rach, whether it's yavish. If it has rachus and it has a lachus in it, so in itself is a chefza shel iser. So that's why it needs bittul. I understand that. But if from the sifra it sounds like the etzem of a behemoth tameya is not asa b'achila, only the basar is asa b'achila, and the sifra is not the only source for this. There are other shittas in Rishonim that seem to imply that not only that just Bosa from a behema, Tameya from a behema shall iser, is also, but the etzem is not a dover shall iser, it's not a chetza shall iser. The question comes back, what's the man that Amar Bishishim going to hold? Why does he hold that you need bittul for the etzem? If the etzem itself is not a dover shall iser, so why is it necessary to have bittul? Stacha pelos. So take a look at some of the other makaros and think it through, Misvara, and we'll try to compare this to